But one of the entertaining things that, one of the things that has been entertaining me as I've been watching the coverage of the coronavirus nonstop, because I'm a news junkie and we're in complete crisis, so I need to know what's going on right now, is just all the different things that we didn't, that we're noticing that we didn't have before. So BL, you had your dog bark. The evidence of pets in people's homes as they're broadcasting from their homes, you're seeing that. The anchors without professional makeup artists.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, people are, all the talking heads, the beautiful people on TV look a lot different now that they don't have access to their professional makeup artists.
And hair,
right. Striped shirts. So people who are being interviewed wearing striped shirts, kind of, you never see me wearing a striped shirt during our podcast. It's always a solid color because of the striped shirt. It creates that oscillating effect with video that
it jumps,
is really kind of distracting. Keyboard tapping. So I'm hearing a lot of that when people are being interviewed, and especially if it's another journalist and they're talking, or they're on a panel and somebody else is talking and they're typing away. So you're hearing this tap, tap, tap of the keyboards. Poor lighting, of course. People with
the window
behind them, so they're just a silhouette. Poor sound quality, of course. You've got the feedback and the echoes. Guests on cell phones, so they sound like they're underwater. Ambient noise is amplified. So if there's a fan going on in the background, I heard that today, somebody with that fan going, you could see the fan spinning in the background, and you could hear it any time he was on. Microphones brushing against the shirt from your like we had that problem a while ago. Managing pregnant pauses. So the pauses, you know, you usually get this with international where you're interviewing somebody from Israel.
It takes a second for them to hear.
It takes a second for them to come through. But now it's everywhere. And the pauses are a lot longer. And there's a lot of crosstalk because, you know, the talented hosts are the ones who can manage those pregnant pauses and it's not awkward. You're not getting a lot of crosstalk. And then technical glitches. And the most recent one that I came across is on Friday. Nicole Wallace on NBC, her Deadline White House show, she was interviewing somebody from her basement and interviewing somebody remotely, and she got booted from her own interview. And so the host was left. He finished what he was talking. He waited, and there was the pregnant pause, and he waited, and he waited. And he waited, and he's like, have I lost you? And he just stood there, and then it went black, and they went to commercial. She got booted from her own interview. It's hilarious. I actually have video of that. We'll put that in the show notes.
I just don't see that. Maybe it's happening behind the scenes. It doesn't seem to be, but that's the kind of, leadership you really need, and you need it every day, and you need good people working, knowing who to call, where the bottlenecks are, and getting someone in real authority to unlock those bottlenecks. And I lose you.
Awkward.